Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ. I am Reverend Allison Dean, assistant curate in the parish of St. Luke in South Eleuthera. Welcome to the Anglican Church's morning devotions for Friday, November 26. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, mercifully grant that the peoples of the earth, divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his most gracious rule, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our scripture reading today is from Deuteronomy chapter 9. Hear, Israel. You are now about to cross the Jordan to go in and dispossess nations greater and stronger than you, with large cities that have walls up to the sky. The people are strong and tall. You know about them and have heard it said, "Who can stand up against the Anakites?" But be assured today that the Lord your God is the one who goes across ahead of you like a devouring fire. He will destroy them. He will subdue them before you, and you will drive them out and annihilate them quickly, as the Lord has promised you. After the Lord your God has driven them out before you, do not say to yourself, "The Lord has brought me here to take possession of this land because of my righteousness." No, it is on account of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord is going to drive them out before you. It is not because of your righteousness or your integrity that you are going in to take possession of their land, but on account of the wickedness of these nations, the Lord your God will drive them out before you to accomplish what he swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Understand then that it is not because of your righteousness that the Lord your God is giving you this good land to possess, for you are a stiff-necked people. Here ends the reading. Israel is about to cross over into the promised land, the land long ago promised to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We are told that they were going to dispossess nations larger and stronger than they were, nations who would generally be expected to crush them. But the Lord was going to go before Israel and defeat and subdue those nations, clearing the way for his people. God told them that he was going to do all that. But you see, Israel was prone to forgetting that all that they had, all that they were, was because of God. He brought them out of Egypt in spectacular fashion, and they complained that they didn't have enough to eat. Moses went up the mountain and he took a little too long to come back down, so they decided to make a golden calf to worship. Because of Israel's forgetfulness, in our passage for today, God makes it clear that they didn't do anything to deserve the land. In fact, the exact opposite was true. Their frequent unfaithfulness, lack of constancy in following God, showed that they didn't deserve anything at all. But God gave it to them anyway, because he had promised. It was only the faithfulness of God that had brought them to the promised land. Sometimes we are just like Israel, aren't we? Good things happen and we are content to carry on our own. We set plans and determine how we're going to accomplish our goals. We rest secure thinking that we've done well for ourselves, that our hard work and determination have accomplished it all. So often we look on the good things in our lives as blessings that we've earned because we've been very faithful. But if we were to add up all the faithfulness and unfaithfulness of our lives, I think we, like Israel, would find that we had a negative balance. I think we'd find that the occasions on which we deserved censure or punishment were more numerous than the occasions for which we could be praised. Yet God has blessed us anyway. Even in the midst of our present difficulty, God is with us, going before us to make a way where there seems to be no way. Not because we deserve it, but because He is faithful. And for this, we give thanks. Let us pray. Almighty God, Father of all mercies, we, your unworthy servants, give you most humble and hearty thanks for all your goodness and loving kindness to us and to all people. We bless you for our creation, preservation, and all the blessings of this life, but above all for your immeasurable love in the redemption of the world by our Lord Jesus Christ, for the means of grace and for the hope of glory. And give us, we pray, such a sense of all your mercies that our hearts may be unfailingly thankful, and that we show forth your praise, not only with our lips, but in our lives, by giving up ourselves to your service, and by walking before you in holiness and righteousness all our days. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for listening to today's devotion. As always, you are encouraged to share it as widely as possible. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all.